With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A 2-year-old girl kidnapped from Alaska by her mother earlier this spring was found in Gillette on Friday. The girl's non-custodial parent, Autumn Wilson, was arrested in Gillette on April 19th, but the child was not with her at the time and was later found to be in the care of a relative of the mother. The 2-year-old was placed into protective custody, and Wilson has been charged with custodial interference and kidnapping. She remains in the Campbell County Jail awaiting extradition to Alaska. The jury in the Tyler Martinson child abuse trial started their deliberations around 4:30 yesterday afternoon and then decided to break for the evening at around 6:30. Martinson is charged with 10 counts of child abuse. Defense rested their case shortly before noon yesterday, stating that the prosecution was trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and attributing the child's injuries to Martinson. Deliberations begin again this morning. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health Emergency Services will be assisting Sheridan Memorial Hospital with certain ambulance services while Sheridan addresses its transportation shortage. The agreement between the two entities will be on a 3-month basis for now. CCH will send and staff an ambulance to Sheridan to provide transport. The private service that had been providing service had to stop due to staffing issues. The private service will still work whenever possible. The annual Severe Storm Spotters class is happening tonight at 7 in the Cottonwood Room of the George Amos Memorial Building. That's at 412 South Gillette Avenue. The free class, conducted by the Rapid City Forecast Office of the National Weather Service, will go into the development of storms, what to look for, and how the local storm warning system works. The class will last for about 2 hours. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.